Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're going to be taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on the road next week. On Fridays, we're going to be at Fadley's. Honestly, I've been making this crazy documentary. I've been a little lazy. We're going to get the Crab Cake Tour back out and rolling. We got the election coming on. Tharu Vignaraja last week, Sheila Dixon. We've invited other mayoral candidates. I don't know what I'm doing next Friday other than Luke will be there, and it's bobblehead night for the Splash Zone guy. I'm going to have the Pac-Man scratch-offs to give away at Fadley's next Friday. It is the new Fadley's. It is lovely. It is a block closer to Camden Yards. Also, our friends at Liberty Pure Solutions keeping my water clean, and Jiffy Lube Multicare making it happen. These folks have made it happen for me this year. I went to Wendy Bronfiner family last year. I said, hey, I got this 25th anniversary. I want to do an educational series on cannabis and adult use, and it's coming online, and I think it's important. It's a big part of everything culturally that I know about in music, athletes, the bombs, the rubs, all of this stuff, and the science of all of it. And I invited her on last year and said, I want you to sponsor 25th anniversary. I'm doing these 25 stories of glory. I had no idea I was going to make a documentary that is child friendly, which is important for you, Wendy. But man, I haven't had you on in a couple weeks. I had you on a couple times before 420. I even got together with your sister and we in Syracuse and we talked. We actually went to a store and did a little shopping and talked about things. I haven't had you on, and the whole 420 experience, I am the customer that signed up the night before. I am the guy, and I want to show you this. I'm going to show you how this is how depleted I am. This is all I got left of my Move product. This is it. So, but I came over to the store twice on 420 at different times. There was a line. I got in the email, that point of sale, like all this stuff happens. Now I know why you skipped on me last week. I you know, you were not off doing what I was doing, checking out the Black Crowes and Bruce Springsteen last week, right?
No. You know, it was a very unfortunate thing. So the point of sale system that we use, that's one of the main providers in the industry, had a server malfunction on 420 across 7 states and a number of partners in those states. And it hit at 12:30, and it really kind of persisted for the rest of the day. And the problem with it is that when it happens, it doesn't just go dark. It sort of has these blips where like a transaction will go through and gives you this false sense of like, oh, it's going to be better. And so, you know, people held out like, oh, okay, I think it's, you know, and so people were waiting forever. We ended up handing out coupons and saying, please come back. And ultimately,
and you're also in an industry where you can't just hand somebody the product and say, go home, right? Like,
right,
literally,
yeah.
It's not, you're so regulated that you can't just say, I'll see you Monday, pay me later, or we'll take a swipe of this or a credit card or that. They're just not available.
Right. So
business.
Everything has to be scanned in and out of the system, and you need a monetary transaction for it to leave the building. And so with the software system malfunctioning, we couldn't do any of that. Even at the front part, like just in the check-in, like that gets people into the queue, it suspended the ability to do that. So it was a real nightmare. We ended up basically running our 420 promotions all of last week. For anyone who came back and just said, like, let's just make it good this week, whether you had a pre-order, you waited in line, whatever it was like we were trying to rectify kind of the day being destroyed, which was very frustrating. But really, like, it speaks to this bigger issue we have, which is that federal-state conflict, because...
Well, I read the news and I text you, so I want to give you the floor on this, because anybody that's in the space or knows about this knows, like, we're getting to the absurd part now, right? I mean, and look, we'll talk law and abortion and like all of these things that we vote for in the country, state by state and regulations. But this is a federal issue that goes back to Richard Nixon. And we've talked about how it really cripples your business, you know, like and it's made it even harder to get things normalized, just to be normal that you can't come in with a credit card. And that's not just for you, for Curio, for Foreign Daughter, for anybody in the state of America. That's really in Colorado, in places where it's been 10, 12 years now, a normal transactional purchase for most people, most grownups, all grownups, but for anybody who's a grownup and wants to participate. I've always felt like there's going to come a point, and maybe What is this a tipping point moment? What happened with federal sales?
I think that's the hope. I mean, so right now we are cl classified as a Schedule One substance, which is akin to like LSD and heroin and things like that. It also means that there's no recognized medical value. And so the discussion has been across the last year or so has been around a move from Schedule One to Schedule Three. Now, I would tell you that as an organization, we firmly believe that we should be descheduled. So we shouldn't be on the schedule at all, and that the existing industry should be regulated similar to a dietary supplement under the FDA. But Schedule Three is a very meaningful step nonetheless. And part of what this issue is that you were speaking about is how we're constrained in our operations and financially. So because we're Schedule One, many states don't have banking access. There are no access to capital markets. So all investment in the industry is private. You can't get loans from banks to start your business, really. And then you have an element of the tax code 280E that creates a federal effective a corporate tax rate that's like 80, 90%. So the majority of money that's made by the business is paid it in taxes because we're Schedule One and we can't make deductions that traditional businesses can make. So if we move to Schedule Three, one, it does correct, it does help that issue of 280E mainly. We are not legal by moving to Schedule Three. What would be legal in a future state under Schedule Three would be if somebody developed a drug that became approved by the FDA and was available for sale as a Schedule Three substance, that product would be legal, right? The things that fall in that category today are like testosterone, ketamine, those are Schedule Three items. So it really is, I think the hope is it truly is a tipping point because it shifts perception and it takes us out of Schedule One, but it is not the final solution. And ultimately, we still need, I think, enabling legislation from Congress. A bill like the one that David Joyce of Ohio has, it's a bipartisan bill, is a pretty good place to start. It has a lot of like the basic pieces that start to solve the puzzle. But I don't know how quickly we'll see that move take place. And I think right now, the thing that's closest to happening is a bill called SAFER that is out there that allows people to have access to banking. So meaning your money is safely in a bank, you can pay through things like ACH and use direct deposit for your employees. In Maryland, we don't have that problem so much because we do have some banks here that work with us, but that's not the case across the country. So it is a problem that needs to be solved. And back to this issue that happened on 420, right? Like we don't have the ability to work with all the vendors that everyone else in the world does. Not everyone will
You're
work
not
with
like a
us.
normal business in that way. And
Right.
anybody that comes in and transacts with cash, and says, I have my Visa, I can use it anywhere else. Why can't I use it here? You've gone through that, but therein lies the issue on a day when you can't operate like everybody else.
Yeah. And a lot of times, honestly, it's over the years we've found ourselves in situations with potential vendor partners where you're engaging and there's interest, and whether it's things we need for infrastructure or software systems, the conversation goes so far, and then it gets brought to the general counsel of the organization, and they shut it down because they don't want the risk of being associated with a company that may be legal in the state where they operate, but it's seen as federally illegal because of Schedule One. So it's definitely a meaningful change in shifting perception and allowing, ideally, a lot of partners begin to work with us because it would be great to be able to say, you know, we have the same type of point of sale systems that you might have in any retail store or retail chain in the United States, which probably has a lot more capacity and is less vulnerable to sort of the malfunctions that we can deal with in our industry.
How did last week go? I mean, obviously there's a frustration level for everybody on 420, but like it's not like I was going to use four of my move bombs on Saturday night, you know? I
Right.
made, you know what I mean? Like, but I was stocking up. I mean, I had probably $300 in my basket because it was 40% off. And to your point, it's exactly what you wanted everybody to do, which would and you're finally equipped to have enough of this that you don't run out of it. We talked about that. I was worried about that. Then you have the week long afterward. I would think everybody came back, right? Took advantage of it
Yeah,
and made,
I think
yeah.
I think that the inconvenience was extremely frustrating. I think most people were very pleased to know that like the promotions would be honored, and we, you know, to see it through, because it was completely out of our control, and we were equally frustrated by what was happening. So yeah, I mean, we had, you know, up until about 12:30, the day was going really well. And then we did, you know, with the on and off, we still did get some transactions through as it went on. But then we saw a lot of people last week who came back to reconcile what they didn't get to do on Saturday.
Well, it was a hell of a sale. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
Wendy Bronfine is here. She is from Curio Wellness. You know, I talk about this Move product a lot, and I'm on my I use this. I have the gel, but I because this I'm running out of this. But I was in New York. I walked like 20 miles in New York on Saturday. I mean, flat. But I told my wife I was walking like the Penguin by the time I got home. Every single cell in my body below my navel hurt from walking around New York and having a good time. But see, the products that you have, a stock up point, I'm not the only one that wanted four of these that day, right? Like, especially with the things that keep a little while, flour, there's a period of time and different things like that. But most of your products are, stay a while, that it was a crazy stock up week in addition to everything else. I'm sure that maybe you did run out of some stuff.
Well, so anything that was Curio, I mean, because we had it's us, we had that direct line. I mean, I think we actually had our team deliver to the store day of when things started to go low that we wanted to be able to have available. So we were really well stocked across the products. And yeah, I mean, people definitely use it at whatever, whether it's sort of you know, the thing you love that you got a lot of, or getting what you love and then adding some things that you don't normally get because hey, it's on sale, why not try it today? Yeah, there was, I think people definitely maximize the opportunity. There was a group of women who came to the store who had like this like girls' day of it, and they were like there. They did their shopping. They took advantage of some of the stuff in our front of house retail. They were
It was
like
like a
taking
Black
pictures.
Friday day. It was like a brunch day.
Yeah, like it, yeah, they had made like a thing of it, and like we're out having a good time, doing their shopping, participating in the festivities. It was really cute.
Wendy, you know, I guess I want to pay a tribute to, because I had a friend of mine who knows I do business with you guys, and she said to me, "Tell Wendy when you have her the best tasting gummies I've ever had. I always thought those things tasted horrible, and the chocolates and this and that." But and I said, "You'll be pleased to hear that, because I
Oh, I
know
love that.
how much effort you put in." I always see, was it the black cherry vanilla something something? And I'm
Yeah.
like, I haven't tried that, but it sounds appealing to me, because really, across your lines, and I'm a flavor, I don't want to say I'm a flavor snob, but I have a palate. I taste stuff, you know? And I had a hydrate problem. I lost this hydrate problem that I use for my yoga, and I sweat a lot in class, whatever. And I couldn't find a product that tasted good. I finally, but it took me, oh my God, I went through bags and little packets of 30 different items before I found two that I'm like, "Well, that really tastes like fruit punch, and that really tastes like lemonade, and I'm just going to use these two products because they don't taste like cotton candy." I know how much effort you put into it. So when she paid compliment, she talked about the pineapple, which I've
I
told
like
you
that one.
before, because it's a sleep issue for her. It's more of an indica product and that terpene profile, but she loved it. So I just want to pay compliment to you guys
Oh,
for your
that's great. You
flavor
know, we
team.
just launched in Missouri and we've been hearing that feedback there that people are like, these are the best tasting ones in the state. So it's really exciting. I mean, yes, we are pretty anal about that process. And we do a lot of work before where we're figuring out the right flavor. We're doing an infusion round to make sure that it really tastes good. So there's a bit of work that happens before it even makes it to the store, to make it very palatable.
I have,
What do
I
you
think
got
I have
there?
one left. I have one of these left in here.
Oh, the
This,
TGTV.
yeah, we've talked about this last couple of weeks, because I'm guinea pigging it, you know, on your behalf. You know what I mean? I'm like, all right, I kid to myself. I've been home alone for a week talking to myself, so don't laugh too much at me. But I was like, from a focus standpoint, right? This is why you wanted me to try this product. And I guinea pigged myself every time. I'm taking Greg Landry and sitting in the curio seats from Blue Rock Productions. He was the executive producer of the 25th anniversary documentary that you haven't seen yet, but we'll talk about that later. And in the final editing stages, I thought, I'm going to try this from a focus standpoint when I'm sitting in the editing suite, annoying the living crap out of poor Greg Landry of Blue Rock Productions to try to make this movie palatable for you and your child and your husband. And I'm not sure. I, you know what I mean? I'm trying to figure out where the coffee and the fruit and my typical breakfast kicked in and this and my hydrate, because I'm a hydrate nut, as we've talked about. I don't know, but I'm trying it. I think the movie turned out really well. So if that helps, I'm going to give you credit, Curio Wellness. How about that?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's probably not ideal to take it like in conjunction with something like coffee that's giving you caffeine, because you wouldn't have a clean.
Because the coffee's giving me the this thing, right. the Butthead thing, right?
Okay. Yeah, because I don't find that it gives any jitter factor. I just think it's like, I tend to have a reflective, like, oh, yeah, I kind of got like some pep
getting
in my
stuff
step.
Done.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's
yeah.
Like, but
I
yeah,
wasn't trying to paint the house. I was trying to focus on, all right, we got to get this movie done. Let's get this right. Let's get the sound right. Let's get the, you know, like, that's where.
Yeah,
are we telling the story the right
detail
way?
Detail-oriented project.
Yeah,
so
yeah. It was a yeah. very. It was incredibly poor, Greg. I mean, thank you for the baseball tickets, by the way, on his behalf, because he loves the Orioles, and I'm wearing my. You know, I wore my purple Curio shirt all week because of the draft. But it's long sleeve. You know, what I mean, it's a little warmer. It's a winter wear. This is more 85 and sunny, and we're kicking the Yankees' ass. That's what this one is more of this week, I think. So.
Yeah, I was there on Sunday when it went sour, but.
Yeah, well,
the same way it went
sour
on Friday.
This bomb would help Kimbrel's arm. I'm telling you right now. I mean, it would help.
So I heard that somebody uses the bomb on the team.
If I had a meter,
that made me so happy.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm gonna have to. There's gonna be an investigation into that. Wendy Bronfine is here. She brings good news about. Schedule 1-3 and all that stuff. It's certainly good news on the 420 sale that lasted another week. Hopefully everybody took advantage of that and understands that nobody wants to wait. Nobody wants a line. Nobody wants things to break. I am the guy who launched a note to Steve Bisciotti 2 years ago and promoted it for 5 days, and my website crashed because of it. So I understand things that happen. It, you know what it wound up doing, Wendy? It wound up building a bigger, better website so that when I launched the video this week, it didn't crash. And we are launching the all-new Baltimore Positive website this month, about 2 weeks away. Mm-hmm. Jessica's been working on that. So I'm like feverishly paddling like a duck underwater while you all are coming up with new flavors and all of this different stuff that you guys do out there. Tell everybody how to find you, and just on an educational level that you're there for them in that way. Like, we have a good time. We talk about this and adult use, but you could stop in Foreign Daughter anytime and get a really nice education in addition to the website, in addition to all that, that you're open for business. And you have a lot of products that work in a lot of different ways other than maybe the way Reefer Madness told you back 50 years ago.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, look, if you want to do research on your own, go to CurioWellness.com. There is a page for every product. There's a page for every strain. If there's any female listeners out there, I tend to like it to be kind of like when you're on Sephora looking at products and you want to know every little thing about that product. There's a lot of details there. So you can familiarize yourself before you even go to a store. At our stores, really sit down with anyone and talk. You can also meet with the pharmacist on staff. You can book time with her to really dig in and understand what might be good for you. But anyone who's there working is well qualified to help you. One in Elkton, Maryland, one in Timonium. And then our products are available in nearly every dispensary across the state, no matter where you're listening.
Yeah, it is amazing. I was going to New York, and I go to New York often, you know, even during the plague when Springsteen was playing, I go up for a day and kind of get lost and eat good food and do all that. And it went from 5 years ago smelling weed everywhere on the streets and the illicit, all the awful fentanyl, all the stories we could talk about as to why that's a really bad idea. And it was clear it was a bad idea when it was going on. And then it came to, okay, some stores are popping up that aren't food trucks selling weed. And then it was, I went up last year, and I got a card in Maryland. Can you let me? No, can't. To now, like, I literally went into a store over the weekend, and sort of the normalization of it in the biggest city in the world, right? And or at least in our continent and our culture, that from California years ago with the cards to Colorado and Washington, the normalization, even to the point where I text you 2 days ago, and it's Joe Biden's talking about this, and the government's told we. I mean, I don't want to marry Tyler Moore, you, but we've come a long way, baby, right? I mean, it's getting there, right?
I'm throwing that
Wendy Braun Fine is here. You can find her at Foreign Daughter, as well as Curio Wellness. I got to get that picture of you for the front of the new Baltimore Positive. We're launching that next week as well. We're going
I'll
to
send it.
cartoonize you. So if that bothers you that you look like Josie and the Pussycats or you look like a cartoon from the 70s, I'm cartooned. Even me, I'm cartooned.
I'll take a Josie. That's cool.
I love that one. That was a good one. Well, it's not like H.R. Puffin stuff. It's not like fake animal. It's
Yeah.
cartoon. It's almost pretend. I don't know what it is. A new BaltimorePositive.com. Big thanks to Jessica Vallis and Harford Designs because she has been working very, very feverishly on that project amidst a bunch of other things. And kudos to her husband as well, who is a true hero and was one of the rescuers at the foot of the bridge at 3 a.m. a couple of weeks
Wow.
ago. So yeah, I have really special people in my life. So when I bring them all together for a night or for this crazy documentary, one day I'm going to throw like a real party because Greg was like, you should premiere the video. And I'm like, who's showing up at the Senator? Maybe if I brought crab cakes from Fadley's or Costas, they would. But or Coco, yeah, I'd probably bring them all down. But like, I gotta do a party where I put all the coolest people in my life together in one room. Maybe it'll be that Oriole World Series parade at the end of the summer, right? Maybe.
I'll take it.
Maybe the Usher concert at CFG Bank Arena. I don't know. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking important stuff. Go watch the documentary. You'll laugh. You'll cry. You'll hurl.